Shalom, everyone. As we here in Chutzlaretz, laying Parsha Shalach. Parsha Shalach always brings out in Klal Yisrael a reminder of the need to have a true Avas Eretz Yisrael. The Noshim who had a true Avas Eretz Yisrael were not Nichshol Mechet of the Meraglim. Masha'ein Kein, the males of Klal Yisrael. I'd like to talk a little about Yisoid from one of the Balei Musar. Rabbi Saul Salanter had the Iker, three Talmidim. It was known that there were three major Talmidim. The Altar of Slabotka went on to found the Yeshiva Slabotka. The Altar of Kelm, who founded Yeshiva Kelm. And lesser known, Reb Yitzchak Blaser, or Reb Yitzchak Petterberger, as he was known, who went on to move to Eretz Yisrael and be one of the Gedolim of the old Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. The Yesod I'd like to share with you from Reb Yitzchak Petterberger. And this is found in the Mamore Pachad Yitzchak to Pesach, Maimer Nunva, a very fascinating Yesod. He says that there are times where a person does something because it's Ratzon Hashem, and nevertheless is supposed to do it reluctantly, derech siruv, in a reluctant way. I guess one example of this would be where a person finds himself, Rahman al-Islam, forced to be Mechal Shabbos. So, of course, he's supposed to be Mechal Shabbos in a reluctant way, not in an eager, joyous way. The idea of Anhaga Derech Siruv, he finds in the story of Eliyahu at Har HaKarmel. As you know, Eliyahu at Har HaKarmel performed an experiment or a test with the Ovdei HaBaal, in which both Eliyahu and the Kayane Abau each brought its own par, its own carbon. They were two identical oxen. When one was chosen to be the ox of the Baal, the Gemara tells us, it was reluctant to go. It didn't want to go. It stood in its place. It told Eliyahu, the other ox and I are identical. Why should I be the one that's offered to the Baal? So Eliyahu said, from the two of you, there will be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Go. Yet, the ox didn't go. The Pasuk says that Eliyahu had to lift it up and carry it over to the Ovdei HaBaal. The question is, do you think the ox didn't trust the Pesach of Eliyahu HaNavi? So Yitzchak Blaser, Yitzchak Petterberger, sees in this a lesson. The Pesukim here in this very strange episode, the Pasuk is coming to teach us something. Even though it was Ratzon Hashem for this animal to be brought as a carbon for the Baal, to be slaughtered as a carbon to the Baal, nevertheless, when it comes to it, the behavior should be a behavior derech siruv, a reluctant behavior. A person should not go to such a situation. It's a bidyeved situation. It's a situation which is not ideal. And in such a situation, even though one is obligated to do it, a person is supposed to do it b'derech siruv, in a reluctant manner. An example of this would be someone who has to discipline a student. If you remember, those who are my age or older, the old Yerupeyish Rebbeim, who got a real gusto in giving a patch to a Talmud, that behavior is not the behavior that we recommend. If someone has to give a patch to a Talmud, it should be b'derech siruv. It should be reluctantly. It shouldn't be done eagerly, even though it's the mitzvah of him to do it. He decided that's what the Talmud needs. Still, it should be done reluctantly. Hanhaga derech siruv. We find if someone asks you to be a chazan, you should say no once or twice before going up, even though it's just a formula to be reluctant to go up once or twice. Still, since you're going and taking the honor for yourself, it should be hanhaga, a behavior derech siruv. Rav Huna sees in this yisoid an explanation of the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare. Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare first asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for directions. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Omer Aleihem? What should I respond when they ask me who sent you? And after receiving the directions, then he says, Shlach Dovi Yatish, I'll send with somebody. Don't send me. That behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go and you say, don't send me. Very difficult to understand. The answer is, it's a hanhaga derasir. It's a b'di'evad. It's a b'di'evad behavior. And since it's a b'di'evad to go, instead of Aaron, b'di'evad to take the cover for yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu understood he had to do it. But even when you have to do it, you're supposed to do it with a hanhaga, that's derasir, a reluctant type of a hanhaga. Rav Schwab used to repeat the story that occurred with him when he was learning in Mir, and he needed money to travel home back to Germany for Bein HaZmanim. He borrowed money from Rabbi Yecheskel, the Mir Mashgiach. When he paid him back after, when he came back for the new Zman, he thanked Rabbi Yecheskel. So Chaskel told him, it's Ribbis Devarim. A person is not supposed to say thank you for a loan. Fine. Next man has not, and he borrowed money to go back to Germany, and again brought money back, and this time did not say thank you. So Chaskel asked him, where's the thank you? So Shav said, I'm very confused. Where's the thank you? You told me it's Asa. He said, yes, but I don't see you struggling to hold yourself back from saying thank you. You're not supposed to say thank you, but there is fear. It should be done with a reluctance. This is the aside. I once heard a similar episode from Rav Pundras. Rav Pundras is one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Ar Sameach. The Rosh Yeshiva in Ar Sameach. And he was a Talmud of Chaim Shmulevitz. He told me that once there was a family need and he had to travel home in the middle of his man. He asked Rav Chaim Shmulevitz for Rishus. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said to him in Yiddish, you're not allowed to go. He said, okay, if that's the psak, I won't go. Then he called him back and he said, you're must game. You have to go. Your family needs you. And he asked, well, make up your mind. He said, no. You have to go. Your family needs you, but you should know when you go. You're taught mid game. You're not supposed to be going. And then you could go. Why do I mention all of this on the Shabbos of Parsha Shlach? I mention it because Klal Yisrael is in Golos. Been in Golos for a very long time. We sometimes forget that Golos is a b'di'evet. Golos is an einish. Golos is not where we belong. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. Those who make Golos into a lechatchila, like the Meraglim, the Mevazei Eretz Yisrael, people who go for vacation, they go to Europe, they go to Switzerland, they go to England, they go to Paris or London. What are they doing going to these places? They're Mevazei Eretz Yisrael. There's no chesed, no tshuka, there's no feeling. Now, it may be that in your life, or in my life, it's the right thing to do. It's Ratzon Hashem. Our families are here. Our parnosa is here. Our learning is here. Nevertheless, being in Golos has to be a hamhaga derasirub. It has to be a b'di'evad. If every moment in Golos you think of yourself as a b'di'evad, then when the opportunity comes, Eretz Yisrael beckons and calls you, and even when it doesn't come, the Amas Eretz Yisrael is there. The Meraglim were not Mechavevei Eretz Yisrael. They didn't see the need to be in Eretz Yisrael. We could serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu where we are. They lacked a love, a feeling that it was a b'di'evad, even to be a Dar Midbar eating man and surrounded by Anani HaKavin and being taught by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKayim. That's a b'di'evad. You belong in Eretz Yisrael. That feeling is lacking. That feeling in our generation is missing. We need to have that hergish. We're in Golos. It's not where we belong. And that is a thought, that an important thought, that is very appropriate to review on Parsha Shlach. With a few minutes left, let me share with you something that a dear friend had sent me. The Meraglim brought from Eretz Yisrael, grapes, a pomegranate, and a fig. What did they do with it? So he mentioned in the name of Rechaim Kanievsky in time of the Krah, I believe it's something that was said in one of these shiurim a number of years ago, that the grapes that came back were used for the nisach hayayin, for the pouring of the wine on the mizbeach, and they brought with the carbon tumet every morning. They brought nisach hayayin, the sachem of wine, and Reb Chaim in Tavi the Cross says that these were peiros eretz yisrael. They're gigantic, and they had enough wine to last for all the years in the midbar to be used for the nisach hayayin. Well, that's a very holy use of the grapes. The question then became, what about the pomegranates, the fig that came? What's with them? That was the question that I was asked. If I found on the Eitzer HaChachma, B'Shem D'Chidushei Harim, that the fruits were brought as Bikurim, an offering of Bikurim for the Mizbeach. So that at least some of the grapes, Tain of Arimain, were brought to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bikurim. There is a beautiful remez to this, a hint to this. In the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Bikurim, there it says, Adam Yared B'Tech Sadeu V'Roya Ta'ena Shebikra, Eshkal Shebike, Rimain Shebike, Kashrei Bigami V'Aimer Hari Elu Bikurim. It mentions only three of the seven minim. Of course, it means all of them, but the three that are brought as an example, guess what they are? Ta'ena, the fig, Eshkal, the cluster of grapes, the Rimain, the pomegranate. No coincidence that it mentions only these three, because these three are brought forever as a tikkun for the Chait Meraglim. And it is possible, going with the idea that the grapes are used for a mitzvah, that here too, the Chidushirim says the fig and the pomegranate were brought as Bikurim, as a key mitzvah of Bikurim once it returned. This serves to remind us once again, that the Meraglim were great people. They were great people that were nishal, that did a terrible aveir, but they were Bali Madreg. And so, with this, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos Parshas Shalach, a meaningful Shabbos, a Tayyara Shabbos. I'm hoping next Shabbos to be in Eretz Yisrael, and looking for someone to lay Parshas Kairach for me by Mincha, the entire Parsha, so that I won't miss a Parsha. I haven't missed a Parsha, Baruch Hashem, in decades. I don't believe I missed a Parsha on Shabbos. And I hope not to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me the right Shliach. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Halavai, all of Klal Yisrael should be in Eretz Yisrael next Shabbos. And all of Chutz Lorets Nickers will be laying Parshas Kairach along with Parshas Chukas. A good Shabbos to one and all.